Roll up your sleeves or pack up your things. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What's going on here is more than just our careers. What's at stake here is the dignity and the honor of every human being.
Firefighter Sal Maida is one of the several thousand New York City workers who could lose their jobs by not meeting today's mandate deadline to get a COVID vaccine shot. Mayor Eric Adams says they aren't being fired. They quit by choosing to refuse to comply. As truckers in Canada continue their COVID mandate protests, snarling traffic from that nation's capital to U.S. border crossings like a bridge in Windsor.
This bridge is the busiest land crossing in North America and handles around a quarter of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. It's now been essentially shut down for the past 5 days.
Fox's Garrett Tenney on the other side in Detroit, where auto production is now being halted by shortages. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says more Russian troops are now near Ukraine's border, and an invasion is still a possibility any day now.
We've also been very clear that American citizens who remain in Ukraine should leave now.
Now, Russia's under more Olympic scrutiny, already punished for doping with its flag banned in Beijing and national anthem not allowed at medal ceremonies. Now a gold it won is in jeopardy and a star figure skater under investigation. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, days after teenager Kamila Valieva helped the Russian team win gold in the team figure skating, it's been confirmed the 15-year-old failed a drugs test in December.
Such cases are not helpful to the Games.
Olympic spokesperson Mark Adams is hoping for a rapid ruling in the case, which has gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
We all need to see as quickly as we can a resolution of this, and we are working as fast as we can.
It's not clear why it took so long for the test results to emerge. Dave.
And Simon, she is a favorite to win gold next week if allowed to participate in the individual skating competition. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's an up-and-down morning on Wall Street coming off yesterday's big sell-off. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the stock markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, the Dow's recovered less than a quarter of what it lost yesterday. It's up about 110 points right now. Some of that thanks to Visa and Chevron gains. The S&P is up 7, and NASDAQ is down more than 10. This is investors speculate how sharply inflation will continue to rise and the Fed's reaction. Now, Yelp shares, though, are getting really good reviews from investors. They're snapping up shares on record ad sales. Moderna's also to the upside, as well as Coca-Cola and Pepsi, Dave.
Lillian, the price of oil is up more than a dollar today. It's over 91 bucks a barrel as gas continues to rise, hitting an eight-year high. AAA's national average for regular is $3.48 per gallon. That is 18 cents more than we were paying just a month ago. The Rams and the Bengals are getting ready in Los Angeles 2 days before the Super Bowl. Some ex-NFL stars are now Hall of Famers.
Pro Football Hall of Fame voters opting for veterans on the ballot for induction into Canton this year, led by offensive lineman Tony Boselli. In his 16th year of eligibility, he makes it in for the 22 class, as announced on Thursday during the NFL Honors Ceremony in Los Angeles. Boselli, joined by linebacker Sam Mills, defensive back Leroy Butler, and defensive lineman Richard Seymour and Bryant Young. Senior finalist Cliff Branch, contributor finalist Art McNally, and coach finalist Dick Vermeil, all also chosen for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. The 2022 class will officially be welcomed into Canton on August 6th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Last night, Aaron Rodgers won the NFL MVP award the second year in a row for the Green Bay Packers quarterback, saying on ABC,
it's been an amazing 17 years. So thankful for the memories and the moments over the years.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.